And collectibles, knives, archery, and more at Cajun Coast Gun Show. 9 to 5 Saturday, 9 to 3 Sunday, July 29th and 30th at Morgan City Municipal Auditorium, 728 Myrtle Street, Morgan City. Admission for all military, past and present, at half price. Free for all law enforcement in uniform or with ID. 12 and under free. For more info, go online, click rrrevents.com.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
All right, welcome to the Thursday night edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. Rudy's not with us tonight. I had a few things he needed to get taken care of, but don't worry. I have a very special guest here, none other than WGSO personality, host of Conversations with Ron Richardson on Saturday mornings. Ron Richardson, how's it going, buddy?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're here and able to fill in on such short notice.
I appreciate it.
But it's something we needed to do anyways, because you've been doing the show now for a couple of months, and we need to get you on and promote it and talk about all the cool stuff that you're doing on Saturday mornings.
Well, Conversations with Ron Richardson, man, it focuses on mental health and disability. As you know, I was born with cerebral palsy, and when I started here at WGSO and I found out that I could have a radio show, I said the perfect topic would be to talk about disability and mental health. So it just doesn't touch on cerebral palsy. It touches on all disabilities and all different walks of life and mental health and fun topics like professional wrestling and different things like that, which I haven't done yet, but it's coming.
Yeah. Well, maybe if you can stick around for another segment, we can talk a little professional wrestling, because I like to talk about that. And
all right.
Maybe we'll do that. But so, you know, it's a very, it's not a sexy topic, obviously, but it's a very important topic, what you're covering every Saturday.
Yeah.
So tell folks, obviously, you just said you suffer from cerebral palsy.
Mm-hmm.
But talk about your background a little bit.
Well, I do have a background in radio of 13 years, and I've always wanted to do radio, and when I got the chance to do it, I jumped right on in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the way that cerebral palsy has affected me, it's affected my walking and my just overall physical ability, but I never let that stop me. I just keep going full speed ahead and just try to accomplish everything that I want to accomplish in my life. And that's what Conversations with Ryan Richardson brings to people, is I want to show people that despite your limitations and despite you know, whatever you may be going through, you can accomplish whatever you want to accomplish. But you have to do it. It's up to you. Like I always say during my show, it's you versus you, nobody else. So, you know, you have to want to do it. And a lot of it comes from the people that you surround yourself with. You know, my family never treated me like I was disabled, or as we say now, differently able. They always included me in everything, and you know, always accepted me, even friends. You know, so that's why I'm so, you know, wild and crazy. But that was a previous life.
in college. Sure, yeah. I'm with you. Yeah, it was a previous life for me too. I don't get wild and crazy anymore.
Can we talk about alcohol?
Sure.
I still drink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, but you know, that's about it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, to be fair, you grew up in New Orleans, right?
I did.
Yeah.
Lifelong resident.
So if you didn't drink, I would look at you a little funny.
Oh, Crown Royal, baby, all day.
Yeah.
Especially on Friday nights.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I'm more of a bourbon guy myself.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I get it. And going back to your point, like, you know, and you touched on something that, you know, you talk about the positive things and keep a positive spin on it. And it's so important, because somebody's listening and to be able to hear your story or other stories that are similar to yours, it's such a impactful thing, an inspirational thing. Because you never know. That's part of it, right? Where you nearly never know what somebody's going through on a day-to-day basis.
You don't.
And it just could be, something as simple as they're flipping through the stations and they hear a subject that you're talking about, and maybe they suffer from the same thing or have the same thing or going through the same thing that's being talked about. You know, I don't want to make it sound too, you know, bigger than what it is, or make it blow it out of proportion, but you know, it can be life altering.
One of the biggest things that I had to do as a young adult coming into an adult is I had to learn to accept things. You know, you control the things that you can control.
That's right.
You know, everything else, you know, you leave it up to a higher power. You know, and that's the way I approach life, and I always have. Now, don't get me wrong, there are days that I get frustrated and I'm like, you know, I wish I didn't have to deal with this, but at the same strength, I'm like, you know what, if I don't do it, hell, who else is gonna do it? You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, just from watching you on social media and seeing what you post, you are out and about far more than I am.
Yeah.
But you're a couple years younger than me. Yeah. Not many years younger than me, but just a few. But yeah, I tend to, when I get home, it's home time, and I don't do as much as I would like to, but I'm trying to change that.
And to be honest, bro, like, people think that I'm out all the time. I'm really not. I'm really a homebody. Now, if there's something going on in the city of New Orleans, and I have an interest in it, like Essence Fest just ended, I was out there.
Yeah.
And I was hungover.
Yeah.
Afterwards.
Well, I mean, I get how that goes too, because I can tell you that living where I live uptown and haven't been that close to the parade route during Mardi Gras, it was a long couple of weeks, man.
Really? And see, I'm not a parade person. I'm not a Mardi Gras person. I mean, I love the holiday, but, you know, I'll do a Zulu ball or, you know, whatever ball. But after that, I'm good, man.
Well, and I think, too, there's also a part of where I live. Whether or not you want it or not, the party's coming to you, because people know that you live where you live.
Right.
And and that's what ends up happening. But yeah, it was a long couple of weeks, and I needed to take Lundi Gras to recharge my batteries, because I was on E.
And I think what that Sunday after Essence, I posted on my Facebook page, yo, if you know the definition of hungover had a picture or could have a picture next to it, like, I would be that right now, because I was in bad shape, and I still drink.
Yeah,
later on that day.
Well, quitters never win.
Nah, man, no. No.
So let everybody know again what time and where folks can find you on social media and all that good stuff.
All right, man. You can find me on social media. Just search for the Ronald Richardson Facebook page, or you can search for Ron Rich on Facebook. And you can also find me on Instagram. Just search for Ronald_Richardson_Jr. on Instagram. You can find out everything that you need to know about my show, Conversations with Ron Richardson, which airs every Saturday at 11 a.m. until 12 noon right here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll be, gosh, yeah, I've been doing radio for a while.
I know, right?
We'll be repeating that again at the end of the next segment, because I want you to stick around. We'll talk a little wrestling since you haven't got to do it on your show, mm-hmm. and I haven't done it in a while. We'll dive into a little bit of that real quick. So cool. Don't go anywhere. Talking with Ron Richardson of Conversations with Ron Richardson on WGSO, 11 a.m. Saturday mornings. And we'll be right back.
Gotcha.
Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO, or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Tune in at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday for Herds Louisiana Live. Coming in hot, state government shenanigans, business, and more. Only on WGSO 990 AM.
New Orleans, are you ready to have a conversation? Well, if you are, Ron Richardson is here to tell you that you should tune into my show, Conversations with Ron Richardson, every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com, where we discuss mental health, disability, and everyday life. Tune in to Conversations with Ron Richardson every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
right, we're back with more of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM, streaming live on WGSO.com. Mm-hmm. Also on the Mixler app, if you haven't downloaded that, make sure you do so. It's available for Android and Apple. It's free, and there are no ads, so that's the place to be if you want to hear this show or if you want to hear conversations with Ron Richardson. Mm-hmm. That's where you need to be. So there you go. Excuse me. So, Ron, you know, you and I, I'll tell you what, your wrestling t-shirt game is almost, it's better than mine, actually. You've got a little bit more, and you've got some deep cuts, too. So
I got to bring the title belt in for you to see one day, man.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, the NWA, what was the 15 pounds of gold that Flair had back in the 80s?
Yeah, the big one?
Yeah, the big one, yeah. Not big gold, the NWA title.
Oh, yeah. I know. The one they were used, I think they used it in, well, now it's Impact Wrestling, but they had it in TNA for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
that's awesome. I mean, and you have the, you know, you grew up with wrestling just like I did.
Yes, sir.
And you're a little more, I would say, I mean, more Attitude Era?
Attitude Era, yes. But, I mean, I can remember long before I would watch WWF. Mm-hmm. When it was in, you know, the early Federation days, but I was more of a NWA World Championship Wrestling, like right before NWA crossed over. Mm-hmm. and switched to WCW.
Gotcha.
That was my time.
Well, I mean, I used to, when mm-hmm. I was a kid, one of my earliest memories, my grandfather used to take me to the wrestling matches all the time in St. Louis. We'd mm-hmm. go to the Kiel Auditorium.
Okay.
That's where NWA would be.
Right.
Or WCW. And then WWF at the time, now E, would be at the old arena, which mm-hmm. was out a little bit. I went to, you know, first Hell in a Cell was there.
Okay.
And Survivor Series when The Rock won the championship. My grandfather used to take me about once a month to the wrestling matches. But I still watch because it's something I always did with him before, you know, up until he passed. Mm-hmm. And I still try to keep it. But, man, it's hard. It's hard to get into it these days.
Because it's and I don't want to knock anybody,
mm-hmm.
but I think it's based now on a younger crowd.
Yeah.
And, you know, what messed it up for us is the fact that the internet came into play. You mm-hmm. know, you got to remember, man, and I know you know this too, but, you know, back when we were watching Raw and Nitro,
mm-hmm.
you know, the unexpected
was the
whole point of watching wrestling mm-hmm. every Monday night. I mean, I could remember as a teenager in high school, man, getting that homework done as fast as I could get it done,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then 7 o'clock for the next 2.5-3 hours, I'm in front of the TV like, you know, what is Goldberg going to do? What is mm-hmm. Sting going to do? And, mm-hmm. you know, the thing that sticks out in my mind, and I still thought it was real at that point in time, the storylines. The thing that hurt me the most was when Sting turned his back on WCW.
Yeah,
because they turned their back on him.
Mm-hmm.
That still stings.
No pun intended.
No pun intended. No.
Well, and to your point, you brought up storylines, and I watch AEW, but I only watch it because I like FTR and CM Punk.
Yeah.
So Saturday nights on Collision, that's become my show. Mm-hmm. However. You know, I started off, I was trying to get into AEW, and I was really pulling for them. But just watching it consistently, it's a mess. It's a mess every week. And I found out why the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Because I saw an interview, and I don't know who he was doing it with, but Chris Jericho was on.
Okay.
And he brought up, and he thinks it's a great thing. Of course he does, because and you'll find out why.
Okay.
But he writes his own angles for 3 months to 6 months out at a time.
Really?
Because there are no writers for AEW. So no wonders why, story arc-wise, it's a mess.
So they're leaving the writing up to the wrestlers now?
I'm assuming the ones like him or, you know, are probably like Kenny Omega.
So the ones who've been around for a while.
Yeah, the ones. But that's not, I mean, at the end of the day, those guys are going to put themselves over.
Mm-hmm. Of course. So they should.
And the whole idea of that promotion is trying to cultivate new talent and new superstars.
Mm-hmm.
How in the world are you really going to get that done with the egos that are in, you know, I mean, let's face it, all of them, mm-hmm. any of them that are a superstar have an ego.
The storylines are going to continue not to go anywhere. You know, like me personally, I think the storyline with Roman Reigns and
the bloodline.
The bloodline should have ended a long time ago.
I think so too.
Yeah. But I mean, it did end pretty decent, but I think it should have ended a long time ago.
Yeah. I mean, it's still getting milked. But it's getting to that point where it's kind of like if you're gonna wind it up, there's only one good way to wind it up when it's been stretched out for so long, and that's if it culminates between The Rock and him for the true head of that
good point
family.
Yeah.
If that's the way you're going, happen. Then right. I'm cool with it. Otherwise, I think it probably should have ended at WrestleMania with Cody winning and getting the thing that his dad never got, which was the WWF Championship or WWE Championship.
Now I want to backtrack. I want to ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think ruined WCW?
Guaranteed contracts and creative control. I think Hogan, as much as I liked him when I was a kid, changing plans. Like I remember Starrcade 97, the big payoff of him and Sting.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you go and watch some of the behind the scenes, that was a mess all day long. It wasn't supposed to go down the way that it did, and it looked ridiculous.
Right.
18 months of buildup for that was terrible.
And I also think that WCW kept the NWO storyline going on way too long of when, they should have ended it. Now,
everybody was in the NWO.
Don't get me wrong. When they did the whole transition to the NWO Wolfpack, that was the coolest thing ever. Because I was like, yeah, but when you started getting like Disco Inferno and
everybody.
Virgil, who was then Vincent.
Vincent, yeah.
It was like, okay, when is this going to end?
Exactly.
They should have kept, to switch gears again, they should have kept the Goldberg streak going on a tad bit longer than they did.
Yeah, and especially the way that it ended.
Right.
It wasn't very good.
That was lame.
Yeah. They were notorious for bad payoffs. But, all right. Well, man, I appreciate you coming by and talking a little wrestling with me and, of course, promoting your show. Make sure... Saturdays, 11 a.m. right here on WGSO. And where can everybody find you again?
On Facebook, man. Just search for the Ronald Richardson or Ryan Rich Facebook page, because I also have another show that I do on Wednesdays.
Okay.
And also on Instagram, just search for me. You can find me on Instagram at Ronald_Richardson_Jr. On Instagram, you can find out everything that I do in my life concerning radio or just every day. My dog Queen is an entity. My beloved pit bull at home, who I post every day. I appreciate everybody who plans on tuning in, or if you tuned in already, just give me your feedback. And if you want to be a guest on the show, you can contact me and we can set that up too.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks for coming by.
No problem, man.
We need to take a break, get some news, and we'll be back right after this.
All right.
For the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones, then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion. Satchmo Summerfest, presented by the New Orleans and Tourism Cultural Fund, is back this August 5th and 6th at the New Orleans Jazz Museum. Join friends and family to celebrate New Orleans' native son, Louis Satchmo Armstrong, for 2 days of live music, food, and discussions with Satchmo scholars from 12 to 8 p.m. For more information about the free festival, visit www.satchmosummerfest.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hello, this is Jack Clegg. A while back, I hosted the NFL show. Remember, we'd take a knee for no one. I've returned to WGSO to host shows on Tuesday and Thursday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. Tuesday evenings, we will focus on the causes, consequences, and solutions to the international, national, and local political mess that has developed since 2020. Thursday's show will be happier. It's a golf show discussing the current state of the game we love in Louisiana and on the Gulf Coast. Please tune in and share your thoughts.
Ryan Richardson here. Tune in every Saturday from 11 a.m. until 12.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo. Governor John Bel Edwards says he's disappointed but not surprised the Republican-led legislature overturned his veto of a bill that bans doctors from performing medical procedures on children that could alter their biological sex. He believes politics played a role.
I'm absolutely convinced that had the members of the legislature, House and Senate, voted in accordance with what they really believed, there would not have been a two-thirds vote.
Edwards says the legislation harms a very small population of vulnerable children, their families, and healthcare professionals. But the bill's author, Pollock Representative Gabe Furment, says its legislation protects kids who might be temporarily confused about their biological sex.
Giving kids drugs that essentially cause chemical castration, sterilization, impact the development of bones and brain, that's not health care.
Furment's law goes into effect January 1st, but will likely face a legal challenge. Louisiana Radio Network.
Louisiana is 48th in police pay, 35th in teacher pay, and dead last for firefighters. That doesn't surprise you, does it? The legislature had an extra $2 billion. That's billion with a B. The blue team fought the red team, and then the red team fought the red team. They passed a budget that none of them read without permanent raises for teachers. What kind of message are we sending? It sounds like move to Texas. We don't value you. It's embarrassing. So how can we expect our children to stay, serve, and build community if we don't make our teachers, police, and firefighters a priority? I'm Hunter Lundy. I'm a Christian and an independent. I'm running for governor. Let's seize a future of family, community, and prosperity. Not one of crime, poverty, and potholes. Why not?
Hunter Lundy, governor.
Paid for by Lundy for Louisiana.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Millions plan for retirement online. Estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2 weekdays right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Got your license to grill? Call Chew On This Saturdays at noon on WGSO and tell us all about it. Don Clement and Patty B are waiting to hear your cooking secrets.
Hi, this is Douglas Viviani of Everything Old is New Again. Tune in on Saturday mornings at 8 right here on WGSO, the community voice of the Crescent City.
I'll steal something. Yeah.
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. I want to thank Ron Richardson for coming by and talking about his show, Conversations with Ron Richardson, every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM. And, you know, I watched last night, I had a little extra time, shockingly. But I ended up watching the new Flash movie that just came out. Well, just was in the theaters, and it's already after like a month and a half, I guess. It's already for digital download. So I watched it last night, and you know, I've been reading a lot of articles that have claimed that it's the biggest bust of all time. You know, box office bust of all time, and you know, it only made like $150 or $200 million, something like that. And I think it had a budget of $600. But I got to be honest with you. I really enjoyed it. And I was thinking about it last night, and I know, like, you know, obviously with the DC movies, they've had their struggles, and they've had, I guess, lack of success at the box office. And granted, you know, the pandemic didn't help anything. However, you know, they've switched things up where James Gunn is now the head of the DC universe as far as movies is concerned. But, you know, I was thinking about it last night, and I enjoyed it. And maybe it was because of the nostalgia part of having Michael Keaton in it again as Batman. But it made me think, you know, why is everybody, you know, poo-pooing this whole thing? And it made me think that I feel like the biggest voices are the people that are on social media, right? And this goes for everything. And this is how it just is these days. But it's mostly younger people, and I feel like that if you know you didn't grow up with the Michael Keaton Batman, well, you don't really have any emotional ties to it. And you know, there's, of course, just like anything else, there's a lot of people specifically talking about the DC movies of, you know, Zack Snyder being let go from his vision of where he was going to take it, and you know, there was the people on the internet that were all upset about it, and they don't want to support anything unless it's him. But then they weren't really supporting his visions either. But it's just so ridiculous. But it just made me think, it's just really it's a younger group that are complaining about these things. There were some things, of course, you know, it wasn't a perfect movie. I'll be honest with you, but I enjoyed it. It was 2.5 hours long, and I enjoyed all of it. There was some cool cameos in it. And but again, if you're a younger person, you know, if you're in your early 20s, you don't care about those people. You know, you just want to see what's going on right now. And I think that's really unfortunate. And I think it's super unfortunate that it got such a bad rap and it didn't do that well at the box office. I mean, the things that I found annoying in it was just I don't want to give away too much of the movie, but it deals with the multiverse. So there's two Flashes, there's two Barry Allens, and the Barry Allen that's quote unquote new, that hasn't been seen or from the different universe, he's kind of annoying. Other than that, that's about as far as I could really go with it. I enjoyed the whole thing, and I think they were trying to make as much sense out of it as you can using that movie to restart the whole thing. And I think they did a good job. Like I said, there's some cool cameos, you know, a little wink, nudge, nudge here and there. And I don't want to give those away because those are pretty fun, but overall, I really enjoyed it. And, you know, it's a shame that it didn't do a lot better than it did, because I think that it certainly deserved it. And again, it was really cool seeing Michael Keaton again as Batman. You know, that was the Batman from my childhood. Not my favorite Batman, but my second favorite Batman for sure. My favorite Batman would have to be Christian Bale, hands down, for the Dark Knight trilogy that Christopher Nolan did. I think that whole thing was fantastic and just really well done. And to me personally, I like those three movies better than anything out of the Marvel universe that's came after it, and any of the DC stuff that's came after it as well. But anyways, I wanted to share my two cents on what I thought about that movie. And you know, talking about movies, I was reading this yesterday, and this is mind blowing. But you know, we were talking wrestling earlier with Ron, but I was reading yesterday, and this is from LadBible.com, but The Rock is going to be paid, Dwayne Johnson, for you non-wrestling fans, will be paid more than any other actor has ever been paid for a single movie in an upcoming film. It's going to be on Prime Video. It's called Red One, and it's a Christmas action comedy. I don't know what that means, but it's going to star him, Chris Evans, J.K. Simmons, Lucy Liu, Nick Kroll, and Bonnie Hunt, and he's going to get paid, let's see, $50 million for his role in this movie, and that's more than anybody's ever been paid up front. Robert Downey Jr., when he was in Captain America Civil War, got paid $40 million up front, and Will Smith, when he was in King Richard, was paid $40 million up front, but to put it in perspective, the Rock has been paid for a movie is $22 million, and that was for Jungle Cruise, and his co-star in that movie, Emily Blunt, got $13 million. But you know, things have changed. The pandemic changed everything for sure. I don't think that as far as how movies and how we watch movies go, I don't think it's really bounced back from than the pre-pandemic days, because you just don't see those box office numbers. Folks aren't running out to the theaters used to see a movie as soon as it opens. You know, I try to go to the movies as much as possible because I enjoy it. I still believe, you know, until I become a millionaire and have that home theater system, that's going to be on par with going to a theater. If there's an action movie, you know, or you know, a Marvel or a DC movie, a superhero movie, if that's the way to see it, I don't typically want to watch it at home. Even though I did with The Flash, I don't want to watch it at home. At least not the first time. I want to see it in a theater where you have that experience and you get the sound, because I don't know if you've noticed this or not, and I'm sure you have. But specifically when you watch action movies at home, the action is super loud and the dialogue is super low. And that is done on purpose because it's meant for the sound quality that's in a theater. The highs are high and the lows are low, and the dialogue can be heard crisply, and that's because it's made for theaters. So unless you have an amazing surround sound system, and I'll be the first one to say that I don't. I have a sound bar and a nice television, but you know, it's perfectly fine for me for watching sports and things like that. But I know it drives me crazy when I'm watching movies and I feel like the neighbors can hear me because I have to crank it up so I can hear the dialogue. And I've actually gotten to the point where I just put the closed caption on, but. You know, that's a whole different thing. So, anyways, yeah, I just wanted to share that. I thought that was amazing that $50 million for one movie. And, you know, and that's something that I don't understand. And maybe it's something I'll have to look into. But, you know, I don't understand, I guess, with subscription money, but I don't know how you can really make money off of, you know, if Netflix makes a movie, how do they recoup however much money they put into it? You know, obviously subscription is part of it, but I don't understand. So maybe that's something that somebody can share with me at some point in time, and we can all figure it out together. But either way, if you have the opportunity, watch The Flash. If you like comic book movies, I thought it was good. And if you've watched the other DC movies, then you certainly should see it, because it's going to tie all that up in a nice little bow. So now these new movies that come out can kind of start fresh. So, all right, well, let's take a break, and we'll come back. It's Thursday, so I've got some Florida Man stories for you, and we'll wrap it up and step aside, and Jack Clegg will be up after us. But don't go anywhere. We got one more segment left.
Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Christ Church Cathedral, the Cathedral Church of the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana. Christ Church Cathedral acts in support of community renewal and socioeconomic justice. Learn more at cccnola.org.
The fastest growing conservative talk show in the South is now on 5 days a week on WGSO 990.
That's right. American Ground Radio has moved from Saturdays to Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 p.m.
American Ground Radio is based out of Louisiana and is grounded in the ideas that founded our country.
American Ground Radio is a show for everyone who believes there is greatness within each of us.
So tune in Monday through Friday starting at 8 p.m.
on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990. AM.
Tune in to the Chris McKay Show every Saturday at 1 p.m., where you'll explore and discover the secrets to health, wealth, and a better living with some of the country's foremost experts. So tune in this weekend. We'll help you feel better. We'll help you live better. It's the Chris McKay Show right here on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Casket to call my own. I never had a problem facing fear, but I'm done over and out, my dear. And oh, mercy me, God bless catastrophe. But there's no way in hell we'll ever live to see through this. So drive yourself insane tonight. It's not that.
Hey, thanks for sticking around for more of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. All right, it's the last segment on a Thursday, and you know we like to take that weekly trip to Florida and see what those good folks are up to. So without any further ado, here is this week's Florida Man.
Down to Florida, we welcome you to the Sunshine State. They're kicking back and soaking up the rays every day in Florida.
All right, so this first story comes from Fox 35 Orlando, and the headline is Florida Woman Eats Hamburger During Traffic Stop for Suspected DUI. Well, I guess, you know, if you're going to go to jail and you know you're going to go to jail, you might as well finish your hamburger. You don't want to go on an empty stomach. And probably if you've been drinking and driving, you probably need it to, maybe, hopefully, fingers crossed, maybe soak up a little bit of alcohol that's in your belly. But either way, This comes from Clermont, Florida, and this story is a Florida woman was accused of drunk driving after her late-night run to McDonald's, according to the Lake County Sheriff's Office. Valerie Wolford was arrested Tuesday for a DUI. The arrest happened after a Clermont police officer saw her fail to stop properly at a red light, according to an affidavit. The incident occurred around 2:20 a.m. Tuesday at the intersection of U.S. 27 and Steves Road in Clermont. Wolford allegedly stopped past the white line on the street and slowly went through the intersection, even though the light was still red, according to authorities. The officer pulled Wolford over, but she seemed unaware that she was being pulled over. She continued driving southbound for a short distance until she eventually noticed the officer's flashing lights behind her. According to the affidavit, Wolford immediately started apologizing to the officer, even before anything was said to her. The officer informed her that she didn't stop correctly at the red light Wolford apologized again. The officer then requested her driver's license, but she handed over her insurance card instead of the ID. When asked about where she was driving from, she said she had just came from McDonald's. The officer noted the smell of an alcoholic beverage coming from inside the car, and there was also a hamburger in the front seat, which Wolford was biting into, police said. Before going to McDonald's, Wolford told the officer that she'd been at a local bar where she admitted to drinking two vodka sodas before heading to the fast food restaurant. According to the affidavit, Wolford's responses were delayed, her eyes were glossy, she was pale with a flushed face. She agreed to step out of her car for a sobriety test, and the officer determined that she was driving under the influence, leading to her arrest. She was taken to the Lake County Jail, where she willingly spoke to officers about her night. She said she doesn't take drugs or medication. She did agree to a breathalyzer, which showed that both of her results were nearly twice the legal limit. She was arrested for a DUI and put on a $1,000 bond. Well, again, if you know you're going to jail, and you got your food with you, you might as well eat it because you're probably not going to be eating for a little while. Okay, and then you got these guys. This comes from CBS News. And the headline is Florida man and three sons convicted of selling bleach as a fake COVID-19 cure. Four members of a Florida family were convicted Wednesday of selling a toxic industrial bleach as a fake COVID-19 cure through their online church. A federal jury in Miami found Mark Grennan, 65, his sons 37-year-old Jonathan, 35-year-old Joseph, and 29-year-old Jordan guilty of conspiring to defraud the United States and deliver misbranded drugs, according to court records. And that's a charge that carries up to 5 years in prison. The Grennans represented themselves, of course they did, but declined to speak during the two-day trial. After the jury delivered its verdict, Joseph Grennan said they would be appealing. I wonder if they'll get an actual attorney at that point. Prosecutors called the Grennans conmen and snake oil salesmen and said the family Genesis II Church of Health and Healing sold $1 million worth of their so-called miracle mineral solution, distributing it to tens of thousands of people nationwide. The solution was sold as a cure for 95% of known diseases, including COVID-19, Alzheimer's, autism, brain cancer, HIV, AIDS, and multiple sclerosis. Goodness gracious. The Grennans were selling, what they were actually selling was chlorine dioxide. When ingested, the solution becomes a bleach that typically is used for such things as treating textiles, industrial water, pulp, and paper, according to the FDA, which warned drinking it could cause dangerous side effects like vomiting, diarrhea, and life-threatening low blood pressure. And also drinking the bleach can be fatal. I mean, that's just absolutely ridiculous. Shame on them for doing it, and I can't believe, but shame on whoever bought it thinking that's going to cure all of those things. All right, we got time for one more, and I think this is about the most Florida man story that I've seen in quite some time, and it epitomizes everything that is the Florida man. But this comes from WFLA.com. And the headline is Largo Man Arrested While Drinking Can of quote-unquote Florida Man Beer. That's right. This happened in Pinellas County, which, of course, if you pay any attention, that's where a lot of these stories come from. So the story is, call it fate or just irony, intoxicated Largo resident lived up to the label of Florida man, beer he was drinking when he was arrested for disorderly intoxication. Arrest documents say 39-year-old Seth Thomas of Largo was yelling at traffic while walking in the roadway on Tuesday, June 20th, when he refused to stop. He was arrested and charged with disorderly intoxication. Deputy said Thomas was sipping from a can of quote-unquote Florida man beer at the time of his arrest. Beer maker Cigar City Brewing says the Indian Pale Ale is a brewed with a nearly a criminal amount of hops and a moderate bitterness that just about matches Florida man's general disposition. The beer celebrates Florida quote-unquote heroes with a rap sheet longer than his mama's mustache. This hopped-up whopper of a beer is big in character and guaranteed to sear itself into your memory, just like the world's worst superhero, Florida Man. Well, I don't think there's anything more Florida Man than that, and I think maybe we might even need to retell that story at least once a year. Maybe the last Thursday of every year we read that story, but either way. That is all the time we have for today. Rudy should be back tomorrow. We'll have plenty to talk about. And again, Jack Clegg is up next with the NOLA Golf Show. So make sure you stay tuned to that. And I'll be back tomorrow with more of the Something to Say radio show. And until then, remember, if you're going to be dumb, you better be tough. We'll talk to you later.
If you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough. When you get knocked down, you gotta get back up. I ain't the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I know enough to know. If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough. I lit my brain with rot gut whiskey till my pain was chicken fried.
For more of Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Satchmo Summerfest, presented by the New Orleans and Tourism Cultural Fund, is back this August 5th and 6th at the New Orleans Jazz Museum. Join friends and family to celebrate New Orleans' native son, Louis Satchmo Armstrong, for 2 days of live music, food, and discussions with Satchmo scholars from 12 to 8 p.m. For more information about the free festival, visit www.satchmosummerfest.org.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Get ready, Greater New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, July 22nd and 23rd, at the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, July 22nd and 23rd, at the Punch Train Center. Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
Hey, this is Christian Garrick of the Christian Garrick Show. Listen to me weekdays, noon to 2, only on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
I'm Corey Myers. Russian President Vladimir Putin will not travel to South Africa for a BRICS nation summit next.